From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
A panel of Texas lawmakers is going to meet today to take a hard look at how the state funds higher education each year. This is something legislatures across the country have been struggling with, not just how to fund higher education, but also how to contain rising tuition costs. So a lot of eyes will be on Texas. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
States use a variety of formulas to finance their colleges and universities. In Texas, schools get money based on the credit hours they offer. Then there's money for so-called special items, such as new research, a facility, or programs that somehow stay special.
Over time, it's become annually renewed without necessarily evaluating what's happened with the program.
Susan Schaefer is an analyst for Moody's. She says earmarking is attractive because it's flexible. Not every school qualifies for special item funding, though. Sarah Pingle is with the Education Commission of the States. She says that's because every state has its politics.
When individual institutions are able to approach and lobby the legislature for funding outside of what's allowed in the formula, there are certainly always going to be winners and losers.
Many states have moved to performance-based formulas to fund higher education. But for some colleges and universities, the default solution in a tough funding environment remains the same. Raise tuition. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.